we're talking with Jan, who's a patient of mine, and she's sharing her experience with using the nutrition response testing, getting an individualized nutritional healing program, and taking advantage of it in a pretty big way, huh?
I am.
And I so much appreciate. Hey, have you been to a talk of mine or two, haven't you?
Yes.
And what was that experience like for you? I mean, how, you know, could you describe it for folks? I mean, worthwhile event?
Yeah, and it's kind of funny because kind of being on the other side of it and watching people with their problems and stuff, they're just looking for an answer for their problem. And they don't understand that when they go to you, that you are going to address their problems and what they're sensitive to.
Right.
And so I think it is important for people, if they're still questioning what's going on, how the program works, to see it, just a little aspect of it, and how it could possibly help them. Because it all still goes to what you're putting in your body.
Yes, it does, doesn't it? And it's probably what you heard. How long did it take, by the way, before you, you know, sort of got up the nerve, as it were, to come in and, you know, actually make it happen?
Well, I don't know when you got on KPAM, so pretty much from the beginning when you started that to November is when I started.
Yeah, last November. So I'd been on for quite a while. Yeah, almost. I mean, I've been on AM860 now for 2 years actually.
Uh oh.
Yeah. So it
so,
took
yeah,
you,
I...
but that was 2 years. It's actually 2 years as of this month.
Okay.
So you know, probably year and a half, year and two thirds. That's what it took you.
Yeah.
To make up your mind.
And, you know, I'm sitting there thinking that I'm just fine. You know, my health issues aren't that big of a deal. And, you know, so.
Well, what turned the tide exactly? I mean, what, you know, what was it that just kicked you over?
Well, I would say the digestive issues, you know, like I said, not being able to have a bathroom at any given second is kind of makes you not want to go for a hike, or, you know, sometimes, you know, you had to leave work to, you know, go and run and use the restroom, and it just, that didn't always work out.
I mean, it really restricts your life, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
I mean, and you talk about quality of life, and I told you this right from the beginning, that, you know, my particular opinion is that it's not about longevity of life. I mean, think about what your life would have been like had you not been able to deal with this digestive thing.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty ugly, huh?
Definitely.
Yeah. So it's about quality of life. Would you not agree?
Absolutely.
What is the most challenging thing, or was the most challenging thing about the program for you?
Wow.
Anything popped
I think not getting my husband on board. You know, that is still a challenge.
It is, isn't it?
But, you know, I'm hoping that he's going to see my improvements and look at his issues. And, of course, I'm the sole cook in the home, so he eats the food that I prepare, but, you know, I'm not always here, so it still means for him eating wheat and, you know.
Which is why my approach is, you know, help mama, help everybody else.
Yep.
Right? Because at the end of the day, for the most part, for most families, not all, but for most families, that's at this stage, that's essentially exactly what happens. So he's going to be eating, you know, a lot of what you're eating anyway. Unfortunately, he doesn't get the advantage of knowing his specific nutritional needs. And guys are kind of funny that way. You know, they kind of, you know, they see brick walls as an opportunity to go bash themselves a bunch. And, you know, not necessarily as an opportunity to avoid. And they have to, you know, sometimes they just got to get, you know, really down dirty and ugly to make something happen. And you'll be right there to begin to guide him when he finally reaches that state.
Yes.
But in the meantime, he's got to notice you're better. Come on.
Yes. I think he is. So.
I mean, everybody else is. Now, I met your husband. He's not that thick.
No.
Yeah, exactly. No, he sees it. He sees it. It's just a matter of, you know, I guess it is, you know, you have to give up that ding-dong baby Ruth, you know, gummy bear sort of deal. But, you know, wasn't it true that I said to you, you know, you can make these changes bit by bit, or you can make them all at once or anywhere in between, didn't I?
Yes.
And as you began to make the changes, because you didn't make them all at once, it took you a little while to kind of get your stride.
Yes.
And then as you begin to, you noticed that the closer you got to avoiding the foods that you were supposed to avoid, the better you felt.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and it's not just food that we're talking about, too. And I'm still in the process of finding out other things in our life that expose us to a lot of bad things.
Such as?
And about a month ago, I was bending over, and all of a sudden, my back went into a terrible spasm, and it was all I could do to stand up straight again. And I called in sick at work for a couple of days, and I had a couple of days off, and I thought, well, I'm just going to go back to work. You know, it was, you know, taking pain medication, icing, heating, massaging, all that stuff.
The usual management tools.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so fortunately, I had an appointment with you a day or two after all that. And you asked me something about some poison. And I said, well, you know, I did go get my hair colored. And you like turned it and looked at me like, well, duh.
Yeah, it's an aha moment, isn't it? And then you sort of put the two together. You realize that your back went out shortly after you had your hair done.
Yes.
And then we related that to your adrenal glands. And then we made some adjustments in your program. And what happened?
Well, you told me to take some stuff. Now, the size of the bottle tells me to take 30 drops.
I know, but that's not what I told you to do.
You told me to put 3 drops.
Right, exactly.
And not only 3 drops, but to drink it in water throughout the day.
Yes.
So that was at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. By 5 p.m., my pain was all gone, and I have not had one single inkling that it's coming back.
Not one twinge.
No.
And that is the nutrition response testing's, technology at work, right? If you're feeling worse or get sick for any reason, pop in, because we can identify with laser point accuracy precisely what's going on. How, you know, I mean, and I love chiropractic and I love acupuncture. I'm an acupuncturist. So, you know, no problems there. But at the end of the day, root cause, right?
Mm-hmm.
Root cause. How could we have even found that out without nutrition response testing?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. No. So what would you recommend to folks out there?
Well, number one, you need to quit lying to yourself, just like I lied to myself. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing that wrong with me. So, you know, people who are pre-diabetic or have the little aches and pains, or the headaches. I'm just surprised how many people go through life with headaches.
Right. In other words, don't just think because you haven't been kicked in the gut that these symptoms, especially when they're chronic, aren't real issues indicating there's something much nastier going on underneath, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So you would say to them?
Go get tested. And this isn't going in there and jumping on a scale. You aren't going to be telling about your family history, because this is your history.
Right. Individualized. That's the key.
There's no blood pressure. So, you know, it's It's the food.
It's the food. It's what you put in your mouth. Jan, I've got to take a break, and I don't want to hold you anymore. You've been so wonderful. Thank you so much for spending some of your Sunday sharing your experience. I know that you and I are going to help somebody.
All right.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Appreciate it.